Welcome to the Beards Next Door podcast,
presented by Beard Mountain,
where we talk all things beard, hobbies, work, women, and all that other shit too, with your hosts, Tim and Corey. So zip up and get ready, perv.
And we are live. Well, not really live.
Well, we're always live somewhere.
I am alive. I know that. Welcome back to The Beards Next Door, the episode 17. I am your host, Tim, here with my co-host,
Mr. Corey.
Mr. Corey. Why aren't we doing a jingle?
We should do a jingle. It'll be like, everyone knows it's Butters, but it's Mr. Corey.
The old Doug one.
That was the shit with the
Skeeter,
fucking
Patty
Quail Man, and Quail Man was the shit.
Fuck yeah,
I had and his dog was named Pork Chop.
I had a buddy in college who went to a Halloween party as Quail Man.
Was it downtown?
No.
Okay, because I did see one Halloween there was someone dressed up as
Quail Man. That's pretty cool. No, this is just a fucking dorm party. We are here today to talk beard products, primarily my beard products, of course, from Beard Mountain. But we're going to go through some oil like we always do. Generally, people don't get to see us put on that oil, though, so we're going to apply some oil, talk about what's in it, talk about what it does. And then we're just going to talk some other shop.
Of beards.
Yeah. And then we'll, man, this really does look good. And then we'll go on from there. So what do you want to try?
You pick today.
Ooh, shizzle, gizzle, gizzengard.
I'm gonna actually do original today.
Oh, yeah, I want that too.
No, you use original. I know. I'm going to use Wild View Cow.
Come original. You got to come original. You listen to 311?
No.
Yes, you do.
I know of 311.
You can't do drugs and not listen to 311.
Yes, you can. I've known some dudes that like listen to heavy metal. I listen to heavy metal? I listen to everything. Country.
Folk?
Some folk. I'm weird, though.
Do you listen to... Can you play John the Fisherman?
Can I play John the Fisherman? No.
Yeah. Yeah. So as you can see here, we've got six different scents. I call them flavors sometimes, but they're scents. Corey, which one are you using?
Wild Yukon.
Oh, Wild Yukon. That one's got tea tree, lime, lavender, and clove in it. That one's bomb. It gets really popular around the fall. It just resonates with people, you know, like your grandma cooked clove on the stove and stuff. Then we've got Southern Spice, which is orange, lime, and clove. That one is...
That's one of my favorites to put on my face.
You guys, that one is so good. Then we've got Original. That one's... I'm going to condense the list, but it's peppermint, lemon, cedarwood, pine, rosemary. It's like a cup of coffee for your face. That thing is...
When you say you're gonna limit it, I feel like is that like when I'm gonna be reading some like
what do you mean
recipe when you're like I'm gonna give you the
oh when I condensed
list.
It
yeah
well because so like the Southern Spice listed three that's because there's only three essential oils in there for scent. Original has like eight or nine, and so you get people lost when you start listing it out. So on my boards that I have for shows, I just show them the first. The really potent ingredients, yeah. The subtle ones, but people don't really care about. Then you've got Citrus Grove, which is sandalwood, lime, and peppermint. It's really, really good.
You can't really smell the peppermint in that.
No, but like, but without it, it didn't smell right.
Really?
Yes, it was like that. It's a weird, like, icy hot feeling that you didn't have when the mint was gone. Because we built it both with the mint and without. Simply because I wanted three ingredients in there. But yeah, anyway. Then we've got Sawmill with that one's sandalwood and cedarwood. That one's primo, too.
Is that one just two?
Yes. That's it? Ooh. Just dose. I was going for, like, fresh cut. And I could have put pine in there, too. It just didn't smell right. You were getting too many woods. Too many woods. Then last but not least, you got Ponderosa, which is vanilla and pine. People love that. Like, the vanilla in there is so sweet.
I do like that one.
Yeah, it's quite enjoyable.
It makes me feel like something I'd wear in the fall.
I just love using pine. Yeah, that's my arsenal as far as the six scents of beard oil go. And obviously, the entire chain of products is available on all of those. the massive 4-ounce refill, which people, dude, when I made that, people called me crazy. Like, who the hell is going to buy that big jug? And I think it's like, you almost get a whole ounce for free when you buy the 4-ounce refill, monetarily wise. So, dude, that thing's been so popular. I never thought it would have done that.
Do you have to, like, I'm assuming you buy, like, a little, like, funnel for it then.
So, there, when I sell these, I give you a little tiny miniature funnel because most people keep their bottles.
Yeah.
So, it's designed for people to keep their bottle. And then you take the 4-ouncer and you just pour it in, because I went on, our supplier supplies us with these little miniature funnels made for 1-ounce jars.
Huh.
So you are kind of like a home chemist, but you literally just do-do-do-do and fill your jar back up.
So I could feel like Walter White making some shit, but really it's just I'm pouring beard oil into another glass.
Yeah, 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 for cool. Sure. For sure. Yeah, and right here we've got the Beard Mountain Beard Wash. This is an 8-ounce jar, and because I only recommend people to use it 2 times a week because it's an amazing stripper. And when I say stripper, like, that stuff, like, totally rips the ingredients out of your beard.
He doesn't mean, like, dirt. The good one.
But yeah. It's like no Vegas one. The dirt, grime, beard oil, like, your beard will be drier than hell when you get done using that. Then we've got, the deodorant, which is new and getting really popular, is available in all 6 flavors too. Have you tried that yet?
I haven't. I gave it to my kid. Only reason being... is I use gel.
Yeah.
That's
an aluminum free deodorant. So it's not an aluminum. It's not an antiperspirant.
See, and that's where I'm
at. Your body is made to, what am I clicking over here? Your body is made to perspire.
So yeah.
You have to let it, because aluminum clogs your pores and stuff.
I prefer clogging.
Yeah, I know you do, because you're a monster. Regardless, that's available in all 6. Yeah,
it smells really good, though.
I know.
My kid likes using it.
We don't have any mustache. I don't have any mustache wax up here to show you.
Okay, so I have an issue with the mustache wax. It just does not work for me.
It's, dude, I mean, you're a rare occasion where you need the 1-ounce jars.
Like, I feel like I need, like, straight up, like,
I'll show you
lobbing it on my hands to, like, get it.
No, I'll show you.
I got a thick old mustache.
So I put my mustache wax in a chapstick tube because for like 95% of us, we just have regular size mustaches. And you just put your chapstick tube right on your stash and push it off to the side, right? Well, Corey has a massive mustache, which is not common. You know, that's just not common. And it's not right. You're weird for having that. Just kidding. It's just, dude, no, but for real, it's not common. The chapstick tube just isn't practical for that size of mustache.
Yeah, it's not. But I have one of them. That being said,
back in the day when it was created, we used to make... So the chapstick tube is 5 mils of product. We made a 1-ounce mustache tranquilizer that was in a deodorant push-up tube, and it was fatter around than this thing. It was like a push pop. I still got some. And then you just put... The guys with big mustaches loved them, but they kind of died out when... Your breed became extinct.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's still big mustaches.
I understand, but it's just not common. So, you know.
It makes me sad.
I know.
I like big mustaches. Like,
who doesn't like big things, right? But, yeah. No. But primarily, people need oil. That's what you need from day one. The staple product, I call it. So, I like having 6 flavors available. I should have got a sample kit over here.
Sample kits are neat.
The sample kits are dope.
I like them.
They're freaking amazing.
It gives me a chance to be like, hey, do I want to try this one today or do I want to try this one today?
Dude, and that's what I tell people. Like, I have people who reorder the sample kits now just because they like the ability to try. Well, first off, some people's samples are like 1 or 2 mils. I bought huge-ass 5-mil bottles. It's a sixth of this, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot of product. So you're getting... a 5-mil sample of all 6 scents for the same price as 1 ounce of oil. And you're actually still getting an entire ounce of oil, too.
It's just different scents.
It's just you're getting all 6 of them. You can try them. Whatever. You know, some guys, there's always a guy who's like, yeah, I only like one. I have quite a few users who's like, I use Original religiously.
And that's all I use.
I use Sawmill every day of my life. That's fine. But lots of guys like to switch it up.
Yeah, if I'm going out, I want to put in some like Ponderosa.
For sure, for sure.
Make it smell a little.
Yeah.
You know, a little prettier.
I know, right? But yeah, and that's the I like having a full rounded product line. For the longest time, I had 3 flavors, And only mustache wax, beard oil, and beard polish. You know, it's like limited. Now the product line's like well rounded out.
Yeah.
Like it really is. I want to do some different label work. It's a little colorless for me.
Yeah.
You know,
black and white is very, I mean, it's subtle.
It is. It like
this, it's humble.
This pops.
Yeah.
I just wish I want not a rebrand by any means, because I bought the font. I love the logo, all that shit, but I just a little bit of a redesign tweak and get some color in there, you know, some color
blue and orange.
Some color that represents Southern Spice. Some color that represents the smell of Citrus Grove.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
So the labels, Grave Before Shave, those motherfuckers have the most badass labels and caricatures I've ever seen.
Great. We talked about them before.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen their products. I don't.
Dude, that shit's nuts.
Huh.
Their labeling is amazing. Even Fable Beard Co. I like the characters. You know, he's got all these different characters like the distiller and a bunch of other shit that represent the scent. I want my label to just have subtle color changes that represent the scent. Vanilla pine needs to be like a warm, light brown and vanilla-y, like a cookie. You know, sawmill needs to be more a woodsy looking label. Citrus Grove needs to be like a light green mixed with some light brown. So it's a Citrus Grove. Just stuff like that.
I get what you're saying.
Southern Spice definitely needs to be orangish.
Orange.
That way the label kind of represents. And in the sampler, so the insert on the sampler is all white. And the bottles on the labels are all white. So it kind of like drowns them out. Whereas if they were all different colors, subtly different colors, that'd look fucking dope.
Especially with a little bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bunch of little different colors in there.
You're like, ooh, I know. Shit. I know it would.
That's fancy.
It looked dope.
That's, yeah. That's
okay. Fancy. So, how often do you actually use beard oil?
Fuck, I'm bad about it. Like,
some days, me too.
I on a good week.
Yeah.
So,
hit me with a good week.
Okay, I will say this. When I shower, I do have a different product I use that isn't Beard Mountain.
Uh-huh.
It's a beard butter. I don't remember where I got it from. It's just kind of wife got it for me. But I use that after a shower at night. So, like, when I'm going to bed, I use beard butter. I would say every other night.
Nice.
As for the mornings.
Like a leave-in type deal?
Yeah.
Does it get all over your pillow?
No.
Like, the product itself? No. Because I'm not to cut you off and, like, stop your train of thought, but, like, the brand, not Viking Revolution, but, like, the Bearded Viking or whatever, they're getting really popular. They have a nighttime beard oil and a daytime beard oil.
So, okay, I have seen a TikToker that I'm friends with, Robert.
Robert, yeah.
Yep. Big fucking beard. Dude, I have to say, jealous.
It's not normal.
I love it, though. I love it. Mm-hmm. I made a video.
Yeah.
Like on TikTok, specifically with him in it. There's another dude, Beard Laws. I put him in it as well because I'm like, you guys have giant fucking beards and I love it.
Yeah, they really do.
I will say I love little beards. I love any beard. I appreciate a good beard is what it is. I appreciate someone that can take the time and the patience to put it in to actually make it.
Yeah, dude, I can respect the hustle and like taking care of something you have regardless of the length.
Like, did you know how often I get catcalled with this beard? And I don't say catcalled, but like, it's more like, more often than not, if I'm going someplace, I know for a fact that someone is going to call out of my beard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just happens.
Dude, when I had a big beard, never as long as that, but people like, hey, nice beard, bro.
Yeah. It's just something like, hey, I love it. And I'm like, how long did it grow? How long are you going? Like, It's a non-stop.
Absolutely. But the product at night. Oh, yeah. Does it get on your pillow?
No.
Okay.
I've never woke up and been like, oh, gross, all over my bone. I don't use a shit ton of it, obviously, but I use enough, like, a dollop. And I just basically.
Like Daisy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do a dollop of Daisy, but it's really a dollop.
What if I made a beard butter in a squeezable, like, have you seen squeezable sour cream? And it was a squeezable jiff.
Do they have? Yeah.
Fuck.
I think that might get out of hand. You'd have to figure out how to get it the right consistency.
And so honestly, how the fuck am I going to fill those here? Those are manufactured I'll like that, bro.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
They gotta be sealed and shit, yeah.
My bad.
You realize the hole on those things is like itsy bitsy spider, right?
Perfect. We wouldn't want any bigger.
Bingo bango.
So yeah, no, like I don't know. I don't use the Viking one. I can say that. Yeah. I don't use that one because I've never bought it.
Hey, but. Dude, good on them. I feel like it's a great marketing idea, selling a nighttime and a daytime beer.
And that's the well, and it's
double the products. Fuck yeah!
It's like I've seen, and I don't know where it's like who it was from, but it was a beard mask. Like,
oh sure.
And I was like, huh?
But did it
like,
fit all sizes?
No. You're thinking of a different type of mask. I'm talking like, you know, like
face a clay mask?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like for your beard and shit.
I thought I saw Robert putting one of those on.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the exact video that I was like, what the actual
fuck? Yeah, it was like I looked at it
and there's actual like beard masks and shit. Obviously, you're not going to sleep with that shit.
Yeah, you got to wash that off. You got to just leave that in and sucks out your pores or... But what's it doing for your hair?
I don't know.
Because me studying actual ingredients for so long... I do call companies on their bullshit, you know, where it's like, yeah, okay, that's not how it works. Well, like a 2-in-1 washing conditioner, it is impossible.
But there's so many companies that say
I understand, like, but chemically wise, my chemist who helped me build these.
Man, you sound like a drug dealer, my chemist.
Dude, it's chemically impossible to wash out stuff at the same time as you're conditioning it. It can't happen. That being said, every shampoo company has a 2-in-1 washing conditioner. But it's a marketing ploy. Google it. You cannot have them in the same product.
So how does my hair feel silky soft after using
it? Because it's mostly a conditioner. People don't really notice.
So I'm not even washing my hair?
No. People don't even notice. Okay, so have you used this?
Well, what hair? But
have you used this?
Yeah.
Your hair feels really dry and like scraggly. I hate it. That's because it's cleansed from oils.
It so much.
Then you put in some conditioner, then you're conditioned. Most people don't notice this feeling. So the 2-in-1s are meant to leave you mainly conditioned at the end.
Huh.
Yeah. Dude, shampoo and conditioner chemically do not work in the same environment.
It makes me mad.
Well, I mean,
just... I've been lied to my whole life.
There's
been
2-in-1s. Yeah. There's no regulation on the shit. You know,
I've been lied to my whole life. No one's
going to call you on your bullshit, so... Yeah, I mean, you've had people tell you you're pretty and I love you and stuff, so obviously a lie. Like, your wife has to have the worst taste.
She is the biggest liar. I don't know how she keeps a straight face.
We need to have her on. You think she'd come on?
Fuck no.
Why?
She thinks we're ridiculous.
But I kind of want to talk to her. What if I beg?
I do that every day. That's
what if...
Can we just like have pizza instead of cooking? I don't feel like cooking.
Fuck yeah. I offered to get Little Caesars tonight because we asked my 4-year-old, what do you want for dinner? And he goes, pizza. And I was like, looked at my wife. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Pizza sound really.
Like, have you seen that gif where it's from that old 80s movie where the guy's like hunting or somebody looks over and he goes, you know, just gives that little fucking nod, like the gif that everyone uses when you're texting shit? You haven't? Oh my God.
It's like a yes nod?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude, there's so many yeses. Like, I use yes gifts for everything. Like, I use gifts in everything.
This one.
Gifts were created. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He just gives a little.
the little smile and nod. Where everybody thought that was Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite. It's Robert Redford. And they're like,
yeah, that's Robert Redford. Like, way the fuck back in the. What, that wasn't Deliverance, was it?
No.
Okay.
But, like, that was my favorite. Is everyone was like, yeah, Zach Galifianakis.
No, like, dude, this was fucking decades ago.
But if you look at it, it totally looked like Zach Galifianakis.
I don't think people realize how long ago Robert Redford was in movies.
He's been in movies forever.
Same with, like, Clint. Meryl Streep. Like, people don't realize Clint Eastwood's 90 some years old.
Oh, I do. Yes, you do. You look at him and he's like.
Oh, I understand that, but. I don't think a lot of people realize, like, he was starring in movies with, like, in the 60s, bro. That's a long fucking time ago.
With, like, John Wayne.
John Wayne, yeah.
Yeah?
Because beards were accepted back then, I will fucking say that.
They did have small beards.
You know, dude, beard care goes back so far. I wonder in, like, the crazy Wild West, if you could go into, like, the witch doctors and shit, and guys were just using, like, some of the vegetable oils and shit. Do you think there's old Western time he's actually just putting oils in there? Because we know, like, Egyptian kings and stuff use that. Do you think
I mean, like you go to a barber and like they?
We're talking like Americans. We already know that royalty elsewhere and Europeans a lot were notorious for taking care of their facial hair. You know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But do you think there was like I'm talking like crazy Wild West, like wagons and you know creating these small towns as the railroads were racing across the United States? Do you think guys were actually like going to the pharmacy or the drugstore back then, where there's just these little shitty?
I think if you were rich enough.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think
railroad workers are really worried about it.
Well, and if you think about it, if you're a cowboy, are you really gonna give a shit?
No, cowboys are still hard to sell to this day.
Yeah, because they really are. I mean, cowboys are very hard.
Because they always look at me and go,
stubborn.
I don't need no help. Been grown to some bitch 57 years, you know, and the kids are just like, yeah.
And I mean, he's right. He's been growing for 57
years. And they're like, I never itched nothing. Like, well, whatever, dude. But
good on you, because most dudes don't have that.
Dude, the itch gets real underneath my chin if I don't use oil for
a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? We went on our honeymoon. Well, I just had my 5th wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Over the weekend.
Happy 5th wedding anniversary.
Thank you. So, yeah, but my honeymoon, we went to Green Bay. We went to a Packers game.
Gross.
In the cold of December when it was snowing.
Gross.
It was so fucking sweet.
You just made it
anyway,
super gross.
Dude, we fly into Wisconsin, and it's dumping like a motherfucker. Cold, harsh. But over there, it's fucking wet snow, right?
Ooh.
So it wasn't like dry cold, but dude, I forgot to take beard oil on that trip.
Oh.
It was so weird on my fucking skin. It just iced up. You know? It was the weirdest thing. The whole fucking weekend, we were there from like Friday to Monday.
So like your beard was iced over?
Well, so I only had like this long of a beard, luckily, when I went. Maybe a little longer. Yeah, because I started growing my big beard that I had the day I got married. And we went 3 months after. Yeah, so I had a little bit more of a beard, but dude, my skin got so dry over the course of 1 weekend. It was unreal.
Because
it was rough.
Interesting.
Which is crazy because it was wet over there. It wasn't like a harsh cold, but I don't know, man. It was something about it. Like fucking froze. Didn't have any oil.
Huh.
Yeah, it was crazy. I have forgotten oil on trips and shit.
Yeah. What do you do at that point? Like, do you look for something?
No, I never go on trips long enough, personally. It's always just weekenders. I've never been gone from home for, like, more than 3 days.
What?
That's
weird.
That vacation, my honeymoon, was the first time I've ever flown on a plane.
What the fuck?
And still only time I've ever been on a plane.
What the fuck? I've been on a plane quite a few times. No, I can't say that. I've been on a plane at least 3 times. I went, when I was a kid, to Hawaii.
Lucky!
When I moved there. And then,
why did you live in Hawaii?
My dad moved there. Mom and dad separated.
For, like, military there. Or what?
No. Mom and dad separated.
It was just like, fuck, I want to go to Hawaii.
His sister lived there.
Oh, okay. So there was some ties.
He got there. And then we moved to Washington. So, plane back.
Still wet.
Yeah. Still wet. And I love Washington. That's... If there's one place that I wish I could live, it would be, like, the West Coast. Well, some of the West Coast.
Yeah,
like
let's...
Oregon and Washington.
No, no.
Some areas.
Wherever they film Twilight, that's where I want to live. Okay, so listen. I don't love Twilight. No, I didn't hate the series either, but I really love gloomy, rainy days.
Okay, so Oregon.
And that series where they filmed it, just hit fucking home. Like, I was like, oh my god.
It was supposed to be Washington.
It was supposed to be Washington. Those dark, gloomy days are...
Not that I've ever read the books.
I fucking want those. I want that.
See, and I would live at the northern part of California.
Yeah, and some woods. Like, yeah.
Cause, I mean,
but it burns all the time, so would you really?
And Oregon burns. But, I mean, we burn here, too.
So yeah. Like, when Washington's sketch now,
though. Washington burns up, too.
Yeah. Like, but regardless, yeah, sorry not to disrupt your story, but you moved back to Washington.
So they got a plane there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were talking about planes. That's right.
And then I went on, I mean, I call it a couple of plane trips, but it was one plane trip to go get my kid.
Oh, sure. We have several different planes.
So I went from here to Seattle to Oregon, and then Oregon, Seattle, back home one day.
Nice. Yeah, when I was a kid, we drove to vacations, and the farthest we ever drove was Wisconsin.
I had family. What was your favorite vacation? Did you go to Wisconsin a lot?
No. So I have an uncle who moved there. When I was a kid, we got to go there one time. Wasn't a long trip, but we drove, so it was like fucking 3 days in the car with your mom and dad. Back when the speed limit was fucking 60, you know.
Right.
We went to Elitch Gardens in Denver when I was a kid. That was pretty dope in 2003. So it's a Six Flags.
Oh, okay.
And it's a massive Six Flags. And it has a huge national aquarium that's right next door. So that was really cool. And I want to take my kids there because they really love aquatic animals.
Right.
But, dude, from 2003 up until 5 years ago, I don't think I even left Montana.
Really?
Wow. All through high school, college, when I...
Well, and I guess that I think about it, once I hit high school or like junior high, we stopped going on.
Yeah, you don't really go on family vacays anymore, dude. Dude, one crazy thing, I always like to tell people this. So my grandparents on one side are super Catholic, so they had 12 kids. So my dad is one of 12, right? So I grew up with like...
Every time I see someone with that many kids, my response is, get the fuck off of her. I don't think anymore.
Those Catholics just fucked up. I know. So anyway, you grew up with a lot of cousins. That doesn't pertain to the story, but I just like to get out there. When the families used to take their kids on trips, my grandparents would give you mile marker gifts. So we'd have to take a box full of fucking wrapped presents. When you hit mile marker 100, you got to open a present. When you hit mile marker 200, you got to open a present. So the whole way you're driving, your parents are doo-doo. We're just waiting back there for the fucking mile markers to hit, and we get to open a fucking present.
It was just toys
to keep the kids occupied. It was so fucking... One would be a digital camera or a disposable camera, and then the next town you get the film developed.
Yeah.
Dude, you get cars and trucks, you know, based on the girl or boy, but looking back, that was so fucking genius of my grandparents to do that.
The only vacation I really remember ever, I mean, we went on vacations, but and I remember them all, but we went down to, the Redwoods in California.
Oh, I've never been there.
Dude, so fucking sick. And the one thing that I do remember about that, they have a big giant statue of Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
With his big blue ox spade. My little brother at the time was the big blue ox, we're all looking at it. And he's like, look, I'm drinking milk. And I'm like, nope, that's...
That's his pecker.
That's definitely not milk,
buddy. It's not an udder, buddy.
we went to an aquarium during that time. One of our hotels was right on the beach. So, we walked out. There's the wall and then beach.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, Reptile Gardens. So, I went there back in the early 2000s when kids were allowed to ride those 100-year-old fucking tortoises. So they have those turtles that are the size of this table, right?
Yeah.
Back then you could ride on them as an attraction. So I have pictures of me and my sister riding on these fucking turtles. Yeah.
I feel that's animal abuse.
It's not legal anymore, but it was. We went to Flintstone Town. That fucking place is dope.
Everyone that was when they were a kid
Silverwood.
Went to it. I never went to Silverwood.
See, Silverwood is cool, but I was still a little small to ride a lot of the rides.
Aren't you a little small?
Still, yeah. I want to go back as an adult, but I mean, it gets hard, and then you start pumping out kids, and you got to travel with kids, and I don't really want to fly with my small children right now.
Fuck no, I fly with my kids because they're
old.
Yeah,
right. But my kids still don't even just sit on an iPad for hours, and I don't want to fucking do that. I'd rather drive so we can take stretches, change diapers, and all that other bullshit, you know.
Yeah, no, I
still want to
fly.
Sounds fucking horrible, but
I'd still want to get it out of the fucking way and nope, we're here.
But dude, we're poor. We did not go on vacations at all.
Well, so we went on vacations, but it was every year we went to a family Bible camp.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Kind of a vacation.
Yeah, and then every once in a while you have a family reunion. You got fucking 300 people, and we used to do that shit too.
We never had family reunions. We had one time that I can remember.
Okay.
And it wasn't that big, and I was like, I don't know half of you people. I don't want to be here.
Dude, one crazy thing that my dad's side is, he's a one of 12, the Catholic family. So
That's why you have 300.
One crazy thing is, like, every year my grandparents would have to get a new family photo. Them with their 12 kids, and then them with all the grandkids. And it's so funny to go to her house now, because my grandfather has passed on since. It's so funny to go to my grandma's house, because you can see that, like, the decades change. Like, when I was a little kid, there were, like, 8 of us, right? And then you keep going, and the picture just was...
And then it's just panoramic view instead. It's
fucking insane. And now, shit, my grandma has... She has well over 10 great-grandkids, too. Just because we've all been reproducing, yeah. Fuck, maybe even close to 20. I'll have to do some math.
That's a lot of babies.
Dude, that's a big family lineage, you know?
Yeah.
And I had a boy, so I'm keeping that going. Lots of my cousins had girls, dude. They're trying to fuck it up.
Are you one about keeping on the family name?
Well, I want the Huck name to go on. Fuck yeah!
I know. Well, I know. I guess they're Hawks.
No, Huck.
Yeah.
H-U. I'm not going to say my name. Someone's going to murder me. No. Yeah, no, dude. Family. I kind of miss those old 90s, early 2000s vacations.
We didn't have technology.
No, fuck no. We used to just... my sister and I had these little, like, game boards. I can't remember what it was called, but when you saw whatever it was, you got to, like... It was like road bingo, almost.
Yeah. Where you got to see the state.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that right there, I can tell you, is the...
counting.
Can be the prime reason
counting why. Colors of cars, or, you know, doing... When a semi drive by.
Well, that, and I think we're a lot poorer as a country than we used to be in the 90s.
Yeah. You know, yeah, we've advanced a lot, but yes. Absolutely. I hear that. I miss fam... Dude, so I was thinking today... I mean, I was listening to, like, so I listen to a lot of motivational stuff on Mondays while I'm mowing, just to, like, make sure I set my week right, like, mentally right, which it isn't always. I fuck up a lot, but, you know,
we all do.
Like, dude, humans. Let's get my mind right, let's get shit on track. And I was thinking, I was like, man, kind of like reminiscing, but not trying to get sucked down the rabbit hole. I was like, it's so crazy, you don't know that these moments of impact in your life are going to be memories while they're happening.
Yeah.
It's like, why do I remember that? And then you think, that's exactly what I'm supposed to remember. So you don't know that these moments of impact are actual moments of impact while they're happening.
Until it happens,
so you remember it. Yeah, and it's such a weird thing, because even a week after them, you're like, now I'm not talking about, like, childbirth or nothing like that.
Right.
I'm talking about shit that should not matter, but it does. Like, weird crap. Like, oh, I remember going to this event with so-and-so. Why do I remember that 20 years later? Dude, it was just one of those things. Your mind, why is my mind still making room for that? Something must have happened.
Huh.
You know?
I don't know.
It's weird to think about.
I never ever think about those things.
So my biggest thing is I don't think about, I obviously think about memories, but I want to know why my brain is still storing my dreams from when I was a kid. So I have, like, probably 4 or 5 very vivid dreams that I had before I was 10 years old that I still remember. And whether people believe me or not, I sometimes have what's called, like, a continuation dream, where I dreamt something when I was a kid, and now that I'm an adult, I'll have a dream where I'm continuing on in that. So it was really weird. One of the most vivid ones is, did you ever see the movie The Rescuers Down Under?
Yeah.
With the mice? I loved
it, yeah.
With Sasha, that fucking lizard and shit?
Yeah.
Well, you know how when they're rescuing the eagle, it's in that big fucking, like, not like a cave, but like the Grand Canyon type shit, right?
Yeah.
So you've got the bridge that goes across, you know, and you've got a, like, flat land.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream when I was a kid. When I was a fucking kid, bro, like, watching that movie, like, I don't...
Did it fuck you up?
No, I can't chalk it up to being that day, but I had a dream where I wasn't cartoon, but it was real life, and I was on one side of this ravine, and it's just flatland everywhere, and then you've got the rope bridge. Looking across that was this craziest thing. Have you ever seen an asphalt machine? The big machine that digs up the asphalt?
Yeah.
It's got like four tracks. It's like, it looks like a big tractor with a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
There's a big yellow one of those off in the distance. This, it made no sense as a kid, but for some reason my brain stored it. After I got out of high school, I had that dream again where I went across the bridge and got closer to the machine. Now, I still have not reached the machine. I hope I do someday. But the fact that I've had that dream with that, where I moved closer to the destination, maybe, or like a decade later, why the fuck?
I'm just a little bit more impressed that you're remembering a dream from back then.
Dude, like, it's nuts.
Like,
it has no significance. I didn't grow up fucking in an asphalt family. I didn't grow up in the desert. I didn't grow up near a ravine like that. One of those things, dude, it's burned into my fucking brain. Wanting to cross that bridge. I have no idea the significance of it. It's so strange.
So in your continuous dream, did you cross the bridge?
I just told you I crossed the bridge and I got closer to the machine.
You said you got closer. I didn't know.
No, I haven't finished. I crossed the bridge. But I haven't reached the machine yet, if that is the destination.
Did it take you a whole dream to cross
the bridge? Well, because if you like look at sleep patterns, you dream when you're in REM sleep.
Right.
Lots of people only REM sleep for a couple minutes. Lots. And it's a lot of the time right before you wake up. Your REM sleep, and that's why you're really groggy when you wake up sometimes, is because you're just getting out of REM. And that's when you dream the most. That's when you have your most vivid dreams. Excuse me.
Huh.
It's fucking nuts.
I don't ever dream, so I don't...
I really want to attempt lucid dreaming, but I'm kind of scared. Do you know what lucid dreaming is?
Yeah, we talked about it.
I know I'm not going to get stuck. It's not going to be like Inception type bullshit. I just feel like it'd be kind of weird. But dude, there's a couple others that I remember. And sometimes I really remember them when I have another dream about them. But that one specifically has stuck in my mind for, I mean, shit, over 20 years now. I don't know why. Someday I'll have another dream about it and why I might go farther.
You might sit in the machine this time.
I don't know.
You might break up some fucking asphalt. Dude,
it doesn't make any sense.
And there's no asphalt.
No, we're in the fucking, it's a desert, but it's a ravine, just like the rescuers down under. That's the closest visual I can give someone is that.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. I'd have no idea. Why the fuck I dreamt about that. I don't know. And what's, dude, another thing that's crazy. So I grew up playing football, played in high school, and then I played in college. And I miss it extremely bad, especially during fall.
They got games you could play?
But every year, multiple times a year, I have dreams about being back in high school and suiting up. And we're always like prepping in the locker room, but it's never my school. It's always like the basements of random high schools that I've never fucking been to. See, now my mind is literally taking all of these dreams that I remember right now. So it's always these weird things. And I always wake up when we're running onto the field. I never get to play.
It's because you miss playing. That's what that
never,
is.
Never, ever get to play.
It's because you miss playing. And it's a curse.
Another crazy thing, when I was a little kid, like 7th or 8th grade, I had a dream about a house. Like the entire inside of this house. And I don't know why, but I have to have this house. It's nothing crazy. It's not some fucking gigantic mansion, but the way this house was laid out and had some vaulted ceilings. Ever since then, I've been attracted to vaulted ceilings in homes.
Have you drawn it out?
Have I drawn the house out? Yeah.
Like blueprints?
No, not like that, because I haven't gone like in depth, but I especially know like the kitchen and living room type area. And the craziest thing was when you step out the sliding glass door, like it was so weird. It was like, I literally was like in the middle of nowhere, but it was like rolling hills and shit like that. Something that looks like an...
Are you sure you never did acid?
Dude, like, my wife would agree with you. I fucking tell her about some of my dreams sometimes. She's like, what the fuck? So a big part of my crazy ass dreams when I was a little kid in high school and in high school was that I would eat before bed. And that's not good. Like, that makes your fucking mind go...
Huh.
But dude, Like, dreaming about a fucking house that I'm going to manifest that shit to, like, in reality. That's crazy. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but it's a cool story.
It's going to happen one day.
I just, why I fucking remember these crazy dreams.
Yeah, I don't remember my dreams.
I've never dreamt about my kids, though. I mean, I've dreamt about my kids, but I didn't dream about them before I had them.
So you're thinking that you might be premonition? Or you might have premonition dreams?
No, because I didn't dream about my kids before I
had them. That doesn't matter. Have you ever dreamed about world events and then all of a sudden they happen? Or do you experience deja vu a
nothing
lot?
Nothing like, fuck yes. Deja vu, dude. The amount of deja vu I fucking have is insane. I'll be sitting there with my wife. We'll be doing something. I'll just go like, and she'll be like, what happened? I'll be like, I swear to fucking God, we've done this. I swear to God, we've had this conversation. I swear to God, I wore this fucking t-shirt like this. I swear to God, that was sitting right there. Dude, it happens all the time. It drives me nuts. I don't know what it's a sign of, but
maybe you.
My psychic or some shit.
Maybe you're a wizard. Well, no. But like.
But for real, does that mean something or something?
Usually.
Why? Just isn't deja vu just your mind playing trick on you? Maybe I can tell the future.
Oh man, that would be fucking sweet if you could tell the future. That would be probably the best thing ever.
I don't know. Be crazy, but yeah, that's crazy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, this was solid.
This was a good time.
I dig it. Episode 17, The Beers Next Door, presented by Beard Mountain. Thank you. Again, I am Tim.
Mr. Corey.
And we are over now.